Okay, backstage. This is Texan Fawn doing a spring questionnaire. Oh my goodness, of course I had a cough. At the very beginning of this, I am so sorry about that. Anyways, so yeah, spring questionnaire. You've ever brought your favorite food? It says done to like the fanciest manner possible, but I'm not a very fancy person. I haven't had a lot of fancy food. So I'm going to go with my favorite pizza, which is handmade fresh spinach and pepperoni in the special pizza oven thing. Let's go with that because that's my favorite food. And I haven't had a lot of alcohol. However, I have had virgin strawberry margaritas, and I absolutely love those. So I imagine the alcoholic version is even better. So let's go with that to go with my pizza, because in my opinion, strawberry margaritas go with anything. I do like comedy, but I watch a lot of stand-up, I guess, is usually what I watch. Your favorite comedic actor and director? For director, I'm going to have to go with Edgar Wright, just because I know of more of his movies, like Hot Fuzz, which someone I hadn't even heard of, and someone suggested I watched it. I didn't. It was really funny. So for actors, we're gonna go with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, I guess, because I'm lame and I don't know a lot of other comedic actors, I guess, aside from like obvious ones, like Adam Sandler and Eddie Murphy and, you know, people like that. Okay, what is your current Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and other streaming service program obsession? Current obsession? I don't know. I'm always open to new shows. I don't have any current. I'm just watching a bunch of stuff. I'm actually finishing a bunch of seasons of things. I just finished season one of Channel Zero. Of The Exorcist, season one of that. I also caught up on House of Cards because the new season is coming out soon, which I am excited for. I also think, I don't know when everything comes out, but shows that I'm excited for new seasons to come out are also Wayward Pines, which is on Hulu. Love Wayward Pines. What else? I already said House of Cards comes out soon. American Horror Story comes out later this year, which isn't a streaming service, but, like, still, if you can find it online. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm also going to be starting a few other new shows, that I'm excited about. So, what 5 objects would someone place into a pentagram if they wanted to summon you? Oh my goodness, that is a good question. 5 objects? Let's see, a Labrador puppy, because I love labs. I actually have 2. Probably a bottle of water, because I drink water like a fish. My laptop, I guess. Could it be personal? Could it be like my laptop? Something with flamingos, because I love flamingos, so it could be, like, I have a really cool pair of flamingo socks. It could be, like, the garden flamingo that you put in your lawn. I love flamingos. The fifth thing. A pink blanket, I guess, because I also like to not leave my bed, but, like, you can't put a bed, can you? I don't think you can put a bed. So let's go with the pink blanket that I can snuggle up in. Those are 5 things. Spring tends to be the season of love being in the air. Do you find you're more creative with recordings you do or scripts you write in spring? Ooh, I don't know. This is my first year being on GWA. I just made an account in January. So I have no idea, but I'm excited, but it's also hard because spring's almost done. Summer's approaching. I'm not going to have the house to myself during the summer, so I don't know how I'm going to do recordings. Also, the semester's ending, so I've been really stressed with school. So I don't know if it's like necessarily the seasons that have an effect on my creative process, but just things that happen to occur with the seasons. So yeah, I guess, I mean, that doesn't have to do with like recordings and stuff, but yeah. Anyways, moving on. Guilty pleasure article of clothing. Ooh. Probably my super short denim Hollister shorts. I love them. They're super comfy. I wear them all the time. I guess that's my guilty pleasure. I can't really think of anything else. Oh, I don't know why I'm yawning. It is 1:30 in the afternoon. But yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with my super short denim shorts. If you were to build a Spotify playlist of 5 songs for other listeners to get a feel of what you like musically, what would those songs be? Ooh, that is a good question. I think I'll create a playlist to make it easier and link it. And they'll probably be like totally like 5 off the wall songs, just because I listen to such a vast amount of music, I guess, so different ones. So yeah, I'll make a playlist. If you were ever told the phrase "the words of the beast" as a child, what did you think it meant? I had never heard that saying, and even when I like had that conversation, that saying was never brought up. I still don't quite understand it, to be completely honest. Have you done your spring cleaning yet? Somewhat. I've been going through everything, so it's an annoying process, but definitely needs to be gone through. Podcast listening binge last month. Are you listening to podcasts? No, I'm not. So sorry, I can't answer that. I'm not listening to any. What's the last full book you recreationally read? That is a good question. I've bought a lot of books, but I haven't been able to read any. I haven't certainly finished. The only one that comes to mind is, I think I've mentioned it in other audios before, Complications by Atul Gawande. It's a surgeon's note on an imperfect science. It's really good. But I have The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell, and there's also another book I have by Malcolm Gladwell that I had started a while back. I need to finish it. I cannot remember the name, but yeah, I need to read those two. How have your allergies been? Well, I'm in Texas, lower, closer to Houston. So allergies suck. Mine haven't been too terrible, but this is definitely the worst year I've had since I can remember. I usually don't have any issues at all, but I mean, I was dealing with stuff for probably like 3 weeks. It was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. It sucked. Just my sinuses being completely filled and phlegm and coughing nonstop. It was awful. How have your sports teams been doing this year? I've been busy. I haven't really been following sports, which sucks because I enjoy sports, but I've just been so busy. I haven't really been watching anything, and it's basketball season, so I'm not. I mean, I love sports. I will watch sports, but I haven't been all that into it, I guess, so can't really answer that either. Sorry, there's nothing in my water. Do you speak any other languages fluently? Sadly, no, not fluently. I do know Latin somewhat. So in high school. If not, which languages do you want to learn? Ooh, everything. I love different languages. I think it's so cool to know different languages. However, I feel like in order to fully know a different language, like, you need to live where it's spoken. Which I think is really cool, just because then you are fully immersed into it. It's the easiest and the fastest way for you to learn. So I don't know. I have family that lives in China, so learning Mandarin would be really cool, because they speak it. Also, I mean, I've descended from the Czech, so to learn that would be really cool, and to live over there. But I'm open to all languages, really. So, yeah. Are you ready for summer to be here? Absolutely, I'm so ready for summer to be here. I love the heat and just being outside all the time. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. I'm super excited. So yeah, so this is just over 10 minutes. I need to make that playlist, and then hopefully I will get this posted as soon as possible. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a great day.